And we knew that given the BCRG study design that we'd have an opportunity to test this hypothesis because we had both an anthracycline and non-anthracycline containing trastuzumab arm by virtue of the fact of the three-arm study design. So Mike Press has done topo II analysis of the first 2,120 of the 3,200 patients. So this is why it's still considered a subset analysis, very preliminary. In this cohort, about 35% of the patients had co-amplification of topo II. Of course, all these patients had amplification of HER2 because that was an eligibility criteria for the 006 trial. Interestingly, a small fraction of patients actually had deletion of topo II. There are some other studies in the literature suggesting this fraction may be higher in other cohorts that have been analyzed, so I'm not sure how stable this number is. But it's interesting, and it points out how dynamic this amplicon region is, that sometimes there can be co-amplification and other times even deletion. Obviously a very complex and dynamic situation going on at the genomic level on the long arm of chromosome 17 in breast cancer. A summary of the tale of two genes is that co-amplification of the topo isomerase 2 alpha gene occurs in about a third of HER2 amplified patients and may confer a therapeutic advantage to anthracycline-based trastuzumab combination regimens. HER2-positive patients that are not co-amplified for topo II, which is the majority, two-thirds, do not appear to have the same benefit and may be ideal candidates for efficacious non-anthracycline-based regimens, thus avoiding potential cardiac toxicity.